بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so generous. Allah is so loving. Allah has given us an opportunity again to sit solely for His pleasure in His remembrance. And the maqsad of these programs is for us to be reminded to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wash away the sins that have settled down on our hearts or in our hearts, and they have rusted our hearts, corroded our hearts. The dunya is such, and last week I gave the example of a person who was enjoying a massage, and every limb of his, it was in pain. Now he was getting a nice massage, and he was feeling so good, and so happy, and he was enjoying himself. But when his eyes opened, he realized it was just a dream, and in fact he was in a prison cell. That is the haqiqat of dunya. Outwardly, it seems the person is enjoying himself and getting all the pleasures of this world. But when the eyes will open in the day of Qiyamah, and he will see reality of dunya, and he will see Jahannam in front of him, may Allah protect all of us from the azab of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. May Allah give us direct entry into Jannat. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. And so the other example was given of a person who has been beaten. The people were hitting him, and he was suffering. But when his eyes opened, he realized it was just a dream, and there was no pain, there was no enemy. Like that, when a person who goes through suffering in dunya, calamities upon calamities, sometimes some financial loss, some disease, some physical sickness, some pain, some suffering, people troubling him, persecuting him, but in the eyes, when his eyes will open in the akhirat, and he will see the reward for all his patience and sabr, and Allah will show him Jannat, he'll forget all the pain and misery he suffered in this world. My respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters at home, Allah knows best when maut will strike. The minor signs of Qiyamah all have taken place. Some are taking place. We are awaiting the major signs of Qiyamah. Allah knows best when that will occur. We are drawing closer and closer and closer to Qiyamah. And even maut, which is known as Al-Qiyamatu Sughra, the smaller Qiyamah, can take place anytime. None of us knows exactly when he or she will pass away. And then, as I mentioned previously, and of course these are reminders for myself, that when maut will strike and it will be all over, and then our life of dunya terminates, and now it is qabr, then hashr and qiyamah hereafter. That it is too late to even make one time the dhikr of Allah. We won't be able to say one subhanallah, it is finished. Examination is over. The teacher has taken away all the scripts back, all the papers back. And now they are gone for marking. And then the results are out. And if the person has failed, no matter how he can plead, and whatever he can do, perhaps in dunya he may be able to bribe because of all the corruption that exists. And he may get a pass, but in akhirah there is no bribery and corruption. Allah is most just. Allah is most just. And Allah is most merciful. And Allah gives us so many excuses in dunya to forgive us. Allah guides us. We stumble and fall, Allah picks us up. Allah calls us again and again in the Quran. Ya ayyuhal insan. Ya ayyuhal insan. Ya ayyuhal nas. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Qul ya ibadiyal ladhina asrafu. With such beautiful words. Allah calls us. Allah reminds us. Allah talks about Qiyamah. Allah talks about Jannat. Allah talks about Jahannam. Allah talks about His promises, and Allah says that He will never go against His promise. Whatever Allah has mentioned will take place. It is for us to develop this yaqeen in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is up to us to become obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is up to us to take heed of the warnings that have been mentioned in the Quran, which are sounded again and again. And Allah ta'ala tells us to reflect and ponder over the nations of the past. Not just one nation, but many nations who were disobedient to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them respite, and Allah gave them chances and opportunities to make amends, to seek Allah's forgiveness. But when they failed, then Allah toppled them. Allah rained stones upon them. Allah sunk them. Allah destroyed them by floods and hurricanes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed all of them. Allah mentions all this in the Quran for you and I to reflect, to ponder. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aren't we proud ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But when the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being neglected, good deeds are being neglected, sunnahs are trampled upon, sunnahs are discarded, and we are openly sinning, then we have to reflect quickly. And we have to change our lives. We have to become sincere believers. We have to have this quality of sidq in us, of loyalty, allegiance to Allah. Allah has taken a promise from every one of us. In alam arwah, when all of us were in the form of souls, every single soul was presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like soldiers that stand in rows in an army. Junood al-Mujannada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then called out to us. We will not remember. We have forgotten. Allah makes mention of it in the Quran. Allah says, Alastu bi rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? Qalu, every single soul said, Bala, indeed you are our Rabb. So we have taken this pledge to Allah, this promise, this covenant, this mithaq, which Allah talks about in the Quran. That we will become obedient servants unto Allah. We will believe in Allah. We will follow Allah. We won't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the event of disobeying and making an error, we will make tawbah and istighfar. My respected friends, we have to develop this strong connection and bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we have gathered again with the tawfiq of Allah to recharge our batteries, never to lose hope. No matter how weak our batteries are, but we need to keep on charging them. And we have to ensure that this nur of the heart doesn't become dim. It doesn't fade away, but it becomes brighter and brighter and brighter. And that can only be done with a strong iman, with amal salihah, and refraining from sins. And constant polishing of the heart with dhikrullah. Staying in the company of the good people, the pious. Reading the books of the righteous and pious, of the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But reciting Quran, reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading our tasbihat, our salat, our dhikr. These are the things that will bring us back onto sirat al-mustaqim. And no matter what sin we may have committed, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. But keep on connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make the dhikr of Allah correctly, with love, in the most beautiful way. Our tongues may become moistened with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart, every beat, every heartbeat must say, Allah, Allah, Allah. Our ibadat, we must enjoy it, like how Rasulullah SAW enjoyed it. Imagine Rasulullah SAW said, وَقُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The coolness of my eyes is in salah. Salat was not a burden to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment he said Allahu Akbar, he began to enjoy himself. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in, when they said Allahu Akbar, they enjoyed that communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sajda subhana rabbi al-ala, they were taken into another realm, another world. Each one of us knows his condition. Judge our salat and see what type of sajda and ruku do we make. What type of qira'at do we read? What type of dhikrullah do we make? But when it comes to matters of dunya, how much of effort we make, how much of dedication, how much of devotion, how much of concentration for all the affairs of dunya. How much of energy we spend and how much of money we waste on our wedding functions, lavish wedding functions. And we are not putting a stop to it. It is going on and on and on and on. There is a time now, Allah is giving us enough warning signs that we have to now bring our lives completely. Oh, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Ali, on numerous occasions, Jummah and even other occasions and talks when he used to give, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. And he should explain that enter into Islam completely. He should say it's a complete package. We don't just choose what we want. And once on one side, mashallah, we're reading our tahajjud and charge and ishraq. And on the other hand, our dealings are corrupt. We lie, we cheat. We gossip, we make ghibat, we slander. We have pride and arrogance. We squander our wealth, we waste our wealth. Decorating walls and tables and sending out big invitation cards for who? It's all for show. For nothing else but show. Israf, ask yourself, no matter what amount of money you may have in this world, it belongs to Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will question you, how did you acquire this wealth and how did you spend this wealth? With what face would you see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing beside you and Sahaba are standing there who hardly had any food to eat? And we would say, no, it was my only daughter, my only son. And I had to drape the wedding hall and I had to have this huge feast. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us. May Allah give us understanding. I promise you, Allah, in the masjid, I've got no person in mind at this moment. No person at all. From a long time I wish to keep on mentioning this and I had mentioned in certain bayans. But may Allah give me first a tawfiq of becoming righteous and pious. May Allah protect us from nifaq and hypocrisy and double standards. May Allah make us true believers. When we ponder over the life of Siddiq Akbar, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, what a beautiful life. How honest he was. How loyal he was. How sincere he was. How pious and righteous he was. That he attained number one rank from all the Sahaba. The first person from the Ummah of Rasulullah to enter paradise will be Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Every door of Jannah will call out to him, Oh Abu Bakr, enter through me, enter through me. May Allah give us that Siddiqiyat, may Allah protect us, may Allah guide us. We are going through great challenges, facing different types of problems every single day. And the solution is there in front of us. It has been rammed into us. Are we waiting for more and more pious people to leave this world? Are we waiting for Malakul Maut to visit us when it is going to be too late? Let us make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't wait for Arafat day. Don't wait for Laylatul Qadr and Shab-e Barat. A believer should not waste time. A believer treats sins as huge mountains over his head. He's afraid this mountain must not collapse upon me. Before it collapses upon me, let me turn to my Allah. Let me make inabat ila Allah. Let me make ruju' ila Allah. A disbeliever, a hypocrite, he treats sins like a fly. Something very petty. He ignores the sins that he commits. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us sincere tawfiq. Allah give us hidayat. Allah protect us from slipping. May Allah protect us from slipping into sin. Allah must not humiliate us and embarrass us. We are human beings. We are weak. May Allah give us hidayat. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect our masajid, our madaris, our marakis, our deen, our iman, the iman of our wives and children. May Allah protect our lives. There's an increase of crime. So the very first thing we got to do is tawbah, istighfar. It does not mean that if a person has become a victim of crime, then he is a sinner. No. But all of us need to make sincere tawbah and istighfar.
Many pious people are tested. Sometimes it's a hijacking and the pious person's car is gone. So all of us need to make sincere tawbah istighfar and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah who provides security. Yes, the means that Allah has given us is absolutely permissible for us to use. But again, our diyan, our yaqeen, our iman, only in Allah. By all means, use every means that is possible and jais to use. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who protects our lives. And we can see what's happening almost every single day now. Somebody is killed, murdered, shot, hijacking. And fear has gripped us. May Allah protect us. We have to become vigilant. And we have to be observant now. And be mindful of our neighbors and our vicinity. And recite Surah Yasin. Recite our morning and evening du'as regularly. Ayat al-Kursi after every salat. The moment you leave home, as you're leaving home. What did Rasul teach us? Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Short du'a. Many other du'as have been mentioned, masnoon du'as. But just read this much at least if we can't remember all the other du'as. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Where a person is placing complete trust, reliance only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An angel announces. He says, Hudita, you have been given hidayat and guidance. Kufita, all your work for the day, Allah will suffice you. Allah will suffice, will help you for all your tasks that you have for the day. Allah will become sufficient for you. Kufita, you have been sufficed. You've been given guidance, hidayat, and that's what we want. We want our work to become easy. Kufita. Wawuqita, and you have been protected. وَتَنَحَى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ Shaitan moves away from such a person. After taking all our precautions, if something still happens, then it meant to happen. It was a taqdeer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite wisdom, Allah knows best what test Allah ta'ala puts different people through. So then it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we cannot become complacent. So we have to educate our wives and children. First, yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then tie our camels. And teach our family and friends these du'as. All these du'as are masnoon du'as. Make it a practice every single day. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The males, baligh males should be performing this salat in the masjid, especially fajr salat with jama'at. If you read your fajr salat with jama'at, then you are in the special amnesty protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anybody interferes in that protection, then Allah sorts that person out. Allah takes revenge on your behalf. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah protect us. May Allah make aman and aman in our country, in our towns. May Allah protect our possessions, our belongings. We don't know which person we hear next. Allah protect all of us. May Allah give us hidayat. May Allah protect us. May Allah make us righteous, pious servants. May Allah remove all bala and calamities. May Allah remove the clouds of zulumat from us. May Allah give us that serenity and tranquility of the heart. Recite the Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala make us shakirin.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله ما لقناكم معه فرما وما لخطأكم معه فرما يا الله forgive us my الله يا الله we have disobeyed you my الله we are those ungrateful servants of yours my الله we are undeserving my الله يا الله we have committed so many sins My Allah, Ya Allah, our bond with you is so weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Grant us hidayat, my Allah. Give us a strong bond and connection with you, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our filthy hearts, my Allah. Purify our filthy tongues, my Allah. Our filthy thoughts, my Allah. Our limbs, Ya Allah, have performed haram, my Allah. They have done wrong things, my Allah. Forgive us for all the sayyiat we did, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing hasanat, my Allah. Give us a strong iman. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single sin we committed, major sin, minor sin, my Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly, in darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, wherever we may have committed those sins, my Allah. You are ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our creator, my Allah. You are our khaliq, my Allah. You are such a loving Allah. There is no other deity besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Ya Allah, we have done wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat. Put us on the sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children. Our nasal, my Allah. Our progeny, my Allah. Keep us on iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, the temptations are becoming more stronger and stronger, my Allah. Ya Allah, the challenges are becoming more severe, my Allah. The trials and tribulations every day, they are becoming worse, my Allah. Don't make us slip, my Allah. Don't make us falter, my Allah. Don't make us drown in sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who saves us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us najat, my Allah. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله bless all of us with عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزة أمن چين سكون راحة protection your معرفة قرب give us يقين your ذات help us to follow your deen correctly by Allah Help us to obey you, my Allah. Give us the understanding of Quran and Sunnah, my Allah. Make the Sunnah of beloved Rasulullah come into our lives now, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our conditions, my Allah. Make us become pious and salih, my Allah. Make us muttaqeen now, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasar of the hasireen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, so many, my Allah, they are at home. They wish to be here tonight, my Allah. But my Allah, they are unable to do so, my Allah. Some have got cancer, some have got heart problems, ya Allah. Some have got other problems, my Allah. Grant each one complete, kamil shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of diseases, my Allah. Whatever pains and aches we have, my Allah. Remove those pains and aches, my Allah. Give all of us shifa of zahir and batin, ya Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Every day we see a janaza, my Allah. But still we are not taking any sabak and lesson, my Allah. Before our janaza takes place, ya Allah. Help us to make sincere tawbah, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of being such a good deed, my Allah. That you accept it and you must become pleased with it, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi, Shafaat of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Though the Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, so many people have gone for Hajj, my Allah. They are so fortunate, my Allah. So many will be leaving soon now, my Allah.
Grant all of them Hajj Mabroor, Maqbool, my Allah. So many desire to go, my Allah. It is only in your hands, my Allah. Some are waiting for visas, my Allah. Open your doors for them, my Allah. Grant all of them, my Allah, everyone who is waiting for a visa, grant it to them, my Allah. Take all of us for Hajj and Umrah, my Allah. Especially upon those whom Hajj is fard, my Allah. They have the means, but they have still not performed the Hajj. Ya Allah, open your doors for them, my Allah. Give them the tawfiq and make them go for Hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Whatever jayis tamanna our brothers and sisters have tonight, fulfill each person's tamanna, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties. Remove our parishani, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.